Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. It is just 4 days until Election Day. Have you made up your mind as to whom you are going to vote for? Do you know how you are going to vote on the state propositions? Maybe you have decided not to vote. You did not register in time, or maybe you feel that the election is cut and dried and your vote won't mean anything. If you have not registered, it is a bit late. But if you are registered and don't feel that your vote will do any good, think again. I know that it is easy to look around you and to feel that you as an individual are just one amongst millions in the United States, and surely what you think and say is swallowed up in society, lost forever. If you do feel this way, I beg to differ with you. Your vote and your opinions count. How do I know? Just stop and think a moment of what is happening around you. Radio, TV, and newspapers are swarming with political ads and articles regarding candidates and propositions. Vote for John, vote against Jane, support Proposition 00, and vote against Proposition number so-and-so. All these ads plus yard signs are meant for you, the voter. Yes, your vote does count. Otherwise, there would not be any political ads or yard signs, or even elections, for that matter. Huge sums of money would not be raised or spent. It would be a pretty dull life, indeed. Starting with local elections, people have come forward because they think that they can represent you, to be your choice, and to help you lead a peaceful, prosperous, and orderly life. As you know, personal opinions vary on whatever subject is brought forth, and you may agree with one candidate, but not the other. One thing is for sure, neither candidate can appoint himself or herself to the elected vacancy. So again, you have a reason to cast your vote. How many times have you heard reports of low voter turnout? Excuses run on and on for those not showing up at the polls, one being that neither candidate for an office is suitable in the minds of some voters. Just remember, one of those candidates will be voted in. Neither one is going to go away because of your feelings, so why not take the time and review the choices again? Maybe you might find a good point about one of the candidates that you have missed. I ask all voters to stay involved in the process. Don't let anyone discourage your vote or try to force your vote in any way. Our freedoms have been lessened over the years by bureaucrats, who will continue to subtly take away more unless stopped by the politicians in charge. Let's make every effort to control the politician so they may control the bureaucrat. God bless America. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.